For my program, it's just that, I mean, I'm allowed to be here for one school year.
Okay.
Yeah, so two semesters then. So the expectation, one of the expectations is actually for me to be able to share my experiences and learning to my fellow teachers in the Philippines when I go back there. In fact, before I was granted this particular scholarship, it's a requirement that a certain institution like will promise that they will hire me when I go back. So there's a guarantee that I will not be left unemployed when I go back.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you still have your job, meaning?
Yeah, I should make sure that I have my job to go back to.
Okay.
So I would have a venue where to share my learning and my experience.
You mean that was a requirement of the Fulbright
program?
Yeah,
that's a requirement of the Fulbright program.
Okay, so because before you came out here, you were already a teacher at Ateneo.
Yeah, Ateneo.
And then you got the scholarship, and then so it's expected that you will go back and then tell the teachers there, you mean of like what's learning or teaching processes or styles or what?
Anything that I find helpful, you know, to improve to improve language teaching in the Philippines, especially in my school.
Language teaching.
Yeah, and we expect maybe, I mean probably like we also banking on like the repolishment. Like, you know, like from my own teachers and these teachers, because we also have college of education there. We train, you know, teachers to be, so like eventually they will become good teachers and then come up and produce good students. You know what
I
mean?
Right,
so those things.